Welcome back to the Grinder, folks. James is looking beautiful as always.
Thanks,
he's
man.
Got his blazer on. He's got his little, what is it?
You know, my master sergeant from that I served under in Afghanistan, he sent me that. It's a combat infantry badge lapel pin.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he got a couple of us that have stayed in touch. He got a couple of us and sent them all to us. So
it's super cool.
Yeah, good man. Good man in many ways. but yeah.
You look very snazzy.
Thanks, dude. Going up to a little meeting on the north side of Atlanta this afternoon. Not excited about that. Excited about the meeting. I think it should be really good info. It's kind of a select, like very few invites, and it's cool to be part of something like that. But you know how it is. I got to go through Spaghetti Junction at 3 o'clock, and then I come back through it probably at 5 o'clock this evening, so it's gonna suck.
Maybe it's because I drive so much through there. Yeah. I don't even recognize it. I remember being a kid and being like, oh, Spaghetti Junction. I have zero recollection of it as an adult.
What do you mean you don't know what part of town I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
What?
No.
So we're 285, 85, 75 interchange, all that intersects, like on the north side.
Yeah, I think I just simply.
You just see a lot of bridges.
I didn't think I pay attention anymore.
Okay. I mean, you know, I will say, I mean, I can see how you become numb to all that stuff, all that traffic you deal with all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm out here living the country life now.
Yeah. Yeah. You're definitely out there. I'm not. And so maybe that's just what it is.
We got that small town going, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I enjoy it.
Yeah. It's a little nice. It's comfy.
Yeah. It's great. I love it. I really do.
Yeah. I've been thinking about trying to make a move to the squares.
The squares, and where are the squares?
So the McDonough Square, one. Yeah, I think right now I want to make a move to the McDonough Square.
I might have a spot for you. I might have a little inside track on something. We'll talk about that after. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Grinder Podcast.
I completely forgot. I completely forgot about a cast. So, James, a lot going on this week, a lot going on last week. I know we had been crunching a lot of different things back and forth. And last week we hit on a pretty good subject pretty quickly. What do you got for us this week as far as what's popping?
You know, actually, I've been a little bit pissy. I'm going to say pissy, like a high school girl. Been a little pissy this week. Just frustrated. And I'm frustrated because, you know, you can be cheap in a lot of ways, but you can't be cheap with your obligations and expect that to be okay. I mean, all different ways you can be cheap with yourself or things you buy or how you do business, but you cannot be cheap with your obligations. If you have an obligation and you've agreed to an obligation, don't be fucking cheap with that. Like, that's what makes you a piece of shit. Just being real.
Yeah, can you go further down that road?
Can I elaborate? Can you pontificate on that? Surely, I'd be happy to. So, I have a carrier that I've been partners with for a long time. And I say that exactly as it is, partners. We are in a mutual beneficial relationship. I work with their product. I represent their brand in a very high standard, right? And I allow my clients, I allow them the honor of insuring some of my customers, my clients, not their clients, my clients.
Right.
You know, we had a little error the other day. Agency made an honest mistake. And here we own our mistakes, right? So we made a mistake that was completely out of the client's control, had nothing to do with the customer, had everything to do with us. And this carrier basically just said, well, we don't give a shit. Like, we're not going to do anything about it. But I'm like, you're penalizing the client. If our service center, this is what they said, if our service center would have made the error, we would fix it right now. Well, that's like a double fuck you. It's like, well, definitely fuck you. Because if it would have been the service center that did this, we would fix it. But you're just an agent. So, you know, I went ahead and just gave them peace of my mind and let them know, like, hey, our relationship is changing. So, you know, I guess what's the whole point of this? Am I just complaining? Yeah. But if people are cheap with their obligations to you, like, fuck them. You know what I mean? It's like a contract. If there's a contract agreement and someone breaks the contract, you are no longer obligated to your side, right? Like, you don't have to keep doing the same if they're just constantly breaking the rules, if they're being cheap with their obligations. So fuck them. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Fuck them. Like, you can't do that and think you're going to treat me that's held my end of the obligation and have made you millions of dollars. And then I can't even get a simple thing done when I sit there and say, hey, no, we flat out made the mistake. We even have the recording of evidence where we made the mistake. Nah, we just don't want it. That's not how you do business.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's not how you do business. It's not how you do personal life. Like, that's not how you do anything.
Yeah.
Well, you can. You can choose to go down that road, but it's not going to turn out the best way for you and the people around you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's super interesting that you bring that up, at least to me, right? Allows me to kind of process a little bit more thought just in general and how you interact with people, but also how people interact with you.
Yeah.
Because if you're upholding standards to a certain degree and they choose not to hold to those same standards, where do you go?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, it's like if somebody screws me over, I mean, I've had people screw me over on some money a couple of times. Fortunately, it's never been a lot. I mean, I think the most was, I don't know, $1,500, something like that, you know. And I'm like, damn, that was an opportunity. That was a cheap way for me to learn the kind of person I was dealing with. Good thing it wasn't, they did me right. And then it was when I was spending 10 grand with them, they screwed me, you know? So I always try to look at it as like a lesson, like, hey, now I know not to put my eggs in that basket anymore and start figuring out how to pull some of the eggs I got over there out. Right.
Maybe. Yeah. You know, money, the monetary value of it is cheap. It's about time.
Mm-hmm.
How much time have you spent, you know, with this individual or individuals that you cannot get back? You cannot get the amount of time that you have invested into this person.
To me, though, with that, I see it as loyalty.
Right.
It's really fucked the time because it was good for quite some time.
Right.
It's about the loyalty that is like unspoken to a certain degree. I mean, it's pretty much like, hey, there was many spoken pieces. There was many written pieces in a contract, but then there's like this unspoken piece. That's what really matters to me. Like
intent.
It's not what's on paper, which you can hold me to in a court of law. It's like the unspoken piece of how we should do business. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's really even more important to me. I mean, if something's the law, like, you know, especially when it comes to business and money, I'll be real. Money's not everything. But to me, there's nothing like, at the end of the day, you're a human being, right? there is things that are built into you since the day you've been born, and it's nature. It is every human being's nature to want to succeed at some level, for the most part, to eat, to sleep, and to screw.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's built into you. So, right. You know, I've always found it funny, like, not taking up for anything, but just my viewpoint on the world. Like, you know, somebody would let their significant other smack them around and stay with them.
Yeah.
But, if I found out he or she was running around, no, I'd be gone. Okay, maybe so. But if they went and blew all your money gambling and you had nothing that y'all had sat there and saved and earned, you wouldn't. See, to me, it's like, okay, it's innate in somebody to want to procreate. Like, it's built into you to want to do that. Right. It's not built into you to want to steal and cheat. Like, amen. You know what I mean? Like, to take advantage of something. That's a really fucked up person, right? Like, so I'm not okay in any of those things. I'm just saying it's definitely an issue in that. It's even more. There's nothing that's built into you to go do those things. Right. You're just a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're not walking on the same street.
Am I making sense of what I'm saying? Am I just rambling like an old man? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, being cheap with your obligations, like, looking through some stuff. So, like, you know, if it's an employee at my company, we made an agreement verbally and written. I'm going to every time you can expect to be treated this kind of way in my work. You can expect to be trained this way. You can expect to see these kind of opportunities. But you actually got to show up and fucking work.
Yeah. You got to be here and do your part.
Yeah, like, you got to engage on it. Like, I mean, there's things you got to do to achieve and to get ahead. And some people, man, it's just like they show up and they stick out their fucking hand and then, like, nothing's just placed in it.
Yeah.
Actually, it's worse than that. They don't even stick out their hand, but they, like, put their hand in their pocket and there's cash money there every fucking pay period, but I don't get anything in return. Like, yeah. What?
There's a certain level of integrity. There's a certain level of loyalty to the concept and to what you're doing that like you said, it's not written anywhere. We're not saying that you have to do these things, but it is part of your side of the agreement, the unspoken agreement that you are going to do your absolute best for this situation.
Yeah.
And if you choose not to,
yeah,
that's when the paper comes out.
Yeah, and then I do this in quotations. Then you head on you hate on the wealthy people, the people with money. Like, it's only because you just have zero effort, or you're a cheat. You know what I mean? Like, you deserve to lose, and you will lose. The universe is going to make sure they hand you that. Right? Yeah. And like, then you got to hate on the people who actually do all this shit to make it work.
Yeah, you know? That's it's. Hating the player, not hating the game.
Yeah.
And then also not even being in the game.
So look at this. I feel like this is a super negative podcast. I hate it. But take this viewpoint for a second. I had somebody a while back that wasn't doing shit at the company.
Mm-hmm.
I'd catch them with their head. They would take naps during the day. All right. I caught them like a couple times. Then I start putting pressure on where, hey, look, this is actually the expectations. This is what I'm checking to. I need to see you start getting here, right? So no threats, nothing like that. Just like, hey, here's where you're supposed to be, and here's where you are, way down here, and you got to get there. Like, this is expected, which basically meant, hey, when you come in here, you actually got to fucking work and engage on the work. They resigned in the middle of the day through text message, like left for lunch or whatever. Just sent a text message, didn't come back, right? I don't have that kind of shit happen around here, okay? But this was this person. Then they proceeded to file unemployment against me, which we had to stop and fill out a bunch of paperwork on, basically saying, like, apparently you can still file unemployment in the case of where, which makes sense a little bit, because imagine you came in and bought my company and you were a total prick and tripled everybody's numbers and they just couldn't even survive, like couldn't even keep up. And you know what I mean? They could have a right to go try to still file. Okay, so I get it a little bit. But like, came to me and filed, and I had to sit there and spend time when all I asked them to do was do the work that was right there in front of them.
Yeah.
Didn't beat them up. I just said, hey, like, we got to start working to get to here, and we'll help you do that. Nope. That's too much work. I'm out. And try to file unemployment. And then had the fucking audacity to go apply for jobs in other places and list me as a reference.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely like, crazy.
What do you want now? You're a piece of shit. You want me to be a piece of shit and lie to another company that's potentially thinking about hiring you? What do you want me to feed them a fucking line saying that, oh, like, oh yeah, they were great. Oh yeah, you should definitely have, like, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna fuck somebody over. That's an unwritten rule.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not
gonna do that to somebody else.
But also with this, that mentality is what's actually the problem, right? That the mentality of money over relationships, the mentality of me over you, and let me see what I can get out of this situation before I bounce, right? I'm going to do as little effort as possible to see if I can get the most outcome as possible. And then I'm going to leave. And then hopefully I can do this elsewhere.
Yeah. Now I will tell you, look, I'm all about being smart and clever as well. Yeah. I try to get the most out I can with the least amount of effort, right?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be as efficient as I can. But I always look at that efficiency as back to me, my systems, my process.
Right.
Right? My time, whatever, because I'm just trying to create more of it. So I, like, you know, there is something to that. But just showing up and, like I said, putting your hand out, or even worse, just waiting to put your hand in your own pocket and hoping somebody put some cash in it. Like,
yeah,
you know. So here's the thing to that. Here's I guess, the point to go with. If you are as blown away as I am by the things I'm talking about, or just baffled by them, good, right? And I imagine you are if you're listening to this. So look at that as the opportunity to separate yourself. Look at that as how to continue to differentiate and to be better and to be a person of your word and to follow through and get things done. You will fail. I failed at it. I have not always followed my word, and I've had to learn the hard lessons. I don't know why I said hard, hard lessons that come with that.
Right.
You know, good. I needed to. They needed to fucking hurt. I don't learn. I'm not going to learn if there's no hard lesson with it. So I've made some really stupid mistakes. Got cocky, got overconfident, whatever, or just selfish. Usually that's what it is. Fucking selfish. And forgot about the other side of it. And that shit bit me in the ass.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I learned. And if you've had that, great. It bit you in the ass. Let that be the one lesson you learn and move on. But don't be cheap with your obligations.
Yeah. It's actually, this is a very good podcast.
Yeah.
The concepts behind it and the actual process of the events that have transpired, right? So if anything, be able to look at this and evaluate currently where you are, where your faults are, where you are, and then also be able to look around you and see what actually is happening around you. Because the chances of something like this in your world currently, and you just not paying attention to it, is very, very possible. Right, whether it's your own actions or other people's actions, it's all part of it, right? And so you've got to again, we talked about it last week, evaluate where you are and evaluate those around you, so that you are holding a standard that you say that you're holding.
Yeah.
So guys, with that being said, take a look at Jocko Fuel and Origin USA, bro. They have some protein cookies now that are bomb diggity. Absolutely top tier.
I'm gonna check those out. I have not tried those.
Yeah, dude, they are absolutely delicious. that, and
they got
some rash guards, huh?
They got some different flavors.
They got chocolate chip.
That's all that matters. That's,
yeah, that's,
you know, when I'm feeling, it's chocolate chip. When I'm feeling real fucking fancy, it's a snickerdoodle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like a good snickerdoodle as well.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe we'll make a recommendation and see if they hear us.
Hey, also, if they got chocolate chip, that's what matters.
Amen. So I'm gonna work on getting JP back on the podcast here soon. I know he's got a lot of crazy things happening in his life. He's got he started like a meat business. Yeah. It's like
nice.
Cleaver and cattle or something like that. I may have totally misquoted that. So don't.
Okay.
But for sure, I started a meat business. Still with Echelon and all that stuff. So it'll be good to kind of catch up and see where he's at. Also, hopefully he'll give us a nice little discount code for our listeners to catch up on some meat, because I personally would genuinely enjoy that.
Yeah.
I would use
the shit. I'm speaking for all our listeners when I say this. Where the fuck is Matthew McConaughey at? You
look,
made us.
Look, pal, I can send a message every single day. And
All right.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm sending messages. I'm touching base. I even reached out. I went as far as trying to find his agent, his booking agent. And you have to sign up for this website to actually get the account information. But I've got a feeling it's probably fake. I went through his philanthropy, his wife's, I'm not saying that word again. I went through his wife's situation, right? Try to go that route. I've tested and tried every single way that I know to get this guy on here. It's just going to take the podcast listeners just sending him messages to at this point.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Yeah. I'm busting your balls, by the way. Just so you know, Addison does a great job with all this stuff podcast related. He keeps this whole thing running. Whole thing.
Yeah.
So thank him. All right. That is all the praise to him on that.
Yeah. You can also send me all the negative stuff too, just to kind of see, just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case everybody hates us.
Yeah. Keep us humble.
But when you do get to Origin USA or JockoFuel.com, put in the code GRIND10, GRIND10 at checkout. Save yourself 10% off. With that being said,
grinder out.